Welcome to episode 952 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Ephesians provides several unique and profound revelations about Jesus that emphasize his divine nature, his role in the church, and the spiritual blessings believers receive through him.
Today's top 10 list.
10 revelations of Christ that stand out in the book of Ephesians.
Number 1.
Jesus as head of the church. Ephesians 1 verses 22 to 23. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Paul emphasizes Jesus as head of the church, which is his body. This imagery highlights an intimate and authoritative relationship Jesus has with those who obey and follow him. The church is depicted as the fullness of Christ, implying that this institution completes and expresses the presence of Jesus in the world. This revelation highlights Christ's sovereignty over all creation and his role in guiding, nurturing, and sustaining the church. It underscores the church's dependence on Jesus for direction and growth. Believers are called to live in a way that reflects our identity as part of Christ's body, contributing to its growth and maturity.
Number 2.
Jesus as unifier or reconciler of Jews and Gentiles. Ephesians 2, verses 14 to 16. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. Paul reveals Jesus' work on the cross has broken down a dividing wall between Jews and Gentiles, creating one new humanity. This revelation calls believers to live in harmony and unity, transcending ethnic and cultural divisions. The church is meant to be a living testimony of the peace and reconciliation that Jesus provides. Ephesians 2 verses 19 to 22 adds, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." Paul reveals that Jesus is the cornerstone of the unity among believers. Adding on what he shares earlier in this chapter, this revelation underscores Jesus as the foundation of the church's unity and growth. It illustrates the metaphor of believers being built into a holy temple, emphasizing the importance of Christ in maintaining the integrity and cohesion of the church.
Number 3.
Jesus as the source of spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1 verses 3 to 7. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." Paul lists several spiritual blessings believers receive in Christ, including adoption, redemption, forgiveness, and the sealing of the Holy Spirit. This revelation emphasizes the completeness and richness of the blessings believers have in Christ. It highlights the depth of God's grace and the transformation that comes through Jesus' redemptive work.
Number 4.
Jesus as the bridegroom of the church. Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 27. "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless." Paul presents the relationship between Christ and the church as that of a bridegroom and bride, emphasizing love, sacrifice, and unity. This revelation illustrates the deep, sacrificial love Jesus has for the church and his ongoing work to purify and sanctify it. It portrays the church as cherished and valued by Christ, highlighting the intimate and loving relationship believers are invited into with him.
Number 5.
Jesus as the revealer of God's mystery. Ephesians 3 verses 4 to 6. "In reading this then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Paul speaks of the mystery of Christ, a divine truth that was hidden in past generations but has now been revealed. Specifically, this is the inclusion of Gentiles as co-heirs with Jews in the promises of God. This revelation highlights the inclusive nature of the gospel, and the breaking down of barriers that previously separated Jews and Gentiles. It emphasizes Jesus as the key to understanding God's plan for humanity and the unity of all believers.
Number 6.
Jesus as the giver of gifts for ministry. Ephesians 4 verses 7-13. But to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, "When he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people." So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Paul explains that Jesus ascended on high and gave gifts to his people for the purpose of building up the church. This revelation shows Jesus as the provider of spiritual gifts and ministries, emphasizing his role in equipping and empowering the church to grow in unity, faith, and maturity.
Number 7.
Jesus as the armor of God. Ephesians 6, verses 10-17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Paul presents the concept of the armor of God, which is essentially putting on Jesus' attributes to be able to engage in spiritual warfare. Jesus is the one who provides protection and strength in the battle against evil. Each piece of the armor represents a facet of Christ's character and work, equipping believers to stand firm in their faith.
Number 8.
Jesus as the agent of our adoption. Ephesians 1 verse 5. He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will. Paul reveals that through Jesus, believers are adopted as God's children, enjoying the full rights and privileges of sonship. This revelation emphasizes the intimate and personal relationship believers have with God through Jesus. Adoption signifies a new identity, belonging in God's family, highlighting the depth of God's love and grace.
Number 9.
Jesus as the provider of peace. Ephesians 2:14. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. Jesus is revealed as our peace, breaking down barriers, creating unity. This revelation showcases the transformative power of the gospel to overcome division and hostility.
Number 10.
Jesus as the model for love and sacrifice. Ephesians 5 verses 1-2. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Paul calls believers to walk in the way of love, following the example of Christ's sacrificial love. We are called to emulate Jesus' love and self-sacrifice in our daily lives. Love is the hallmark of Christian conduct, inspired by Jesus' ultimate act of giving himself for others. These revelations in the Ephesians provide profound insights into the nature and work of Jesus. They emphasize his authority and unifying power, the spiritual blessings he bestows, and his loving relationship with the church. Through these teachings, believers are encouraged to understand more deeply our identity in Christ and the transformative power of his work in our lives. Father, we thank you for the profound revelations of Jesus in the book of Ephesians. Help us to embrace these truths and live out our identity in Christ with faith and love. Empower us to be a unified body, reflecting your grace and peace to the world. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.